July 6, 1917. My dear Betty, I received your letter, number 5, last evening. After reading your letter, Pryor and I, we went for a ramble over another part of the battlefield, and we saw still more awful sights than hitherto. I would not be exaggerating if I said that we saw scores of unburied Germans in battered trenches and around shell holes, and here and there what had been a French soldier, and sometimes we would come across one of our own Canadian boys. And when we found any remains that looked like a Canadian, we would bury them as well as we could, for there were all kinds of picks and shovels, etc., lying around. I came across one of our boys, decomposed beyond all recognition, of course, but he just lay just as he had fallen. The head was missing, but all the accoutrements was buckled on. His rifle and helmet lay close by. I cut the buckle off the belt as a memento, and we buried what remained of him. I tried to find something by which he might be identified, but it was impossible. Poor boy. In some faraway home in Canada, someone is mourning the loss of a husband, son, or sweetheart. And the saddest of all is, they'll never know how he died or where he's buried. And even now, they may be clinging to the hope that he's still alive, a prisoner, for he would be listed among the missing. Talk about the glory of war. There is no glory. It's hellish, devilish. We saw places too where trenches and ground around were literally blood-soaked, and here and there shell holes with blood and water still standing in them. I must close this letter now. We'll write as often as possible. Love and kisses. Will. P.S. The poppies and the bachelor's button are from the battlefield, which will be one of the most famous in all British history, and upon which our Canadian boys, by their heroic achievements, have woven garlands of immortal glory around the name of Canada, bright and imperishable. The little golden coloured plant grows on walls, etc., and I plucked it from a broken grey wall of a shell-shattered and century-old church. You'll be reminded of Tennyson's flower in the crannied nook, and the red cloth or band is trimming, which I picked last evening from the clothing grey uniform on the decaying body of a German soldier.